refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb over the phone or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Good morning, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning was to have been Sir Andrew Gonzalez. Hopefully he will call in, but if he doesn't, it's going to be open lines, just you and me, and there's so much to talk about. Our telephone number here, if you'd like to call in, 877-254-7524. Anything you'd like to talk about, 877-254-7524. But Servando is certainly one of the most astute observers. He's a Cuban national, lived for years under the tyrannical regime of Cuba, eventually came to the United States, escaped to the United States, and he's been putting out information on Fidel Castro and communism, about the move towards a world government ever since then. And you must understand, ladies and gentlemen, that everything going on today has been planned for thousands of years. This weekend, I was reading a new book, and I'll be interviewing the author here on Radio Liberty sometime very soon. The book is called America's A New World Order, but it's called AMERCA's New World Order by Chris Tyson. It goes into a global Atlantis for the age of Aquarius. And what most people don't understand is that Plato wrote about ancient Atlantis. It was supposedly the society that existed before a great flood came and swept it away. Of course, Christians would look upon that great flood as the biblical flood that occurred about 4,400 years ago. But be that as it may, Plato said that at one time there was a great world society, a powerful society, utopian society, with advanced knowledge and beautiful cities and all sorts of scientific accomplishments. But it was destroyed by a flood sometime before Plato. Well, remember, Plato lived about 2,300, 2,400 years before Christ was born, and about 2,400 years ago, and that would have been about 2,000 years after the Great Flood. But many people believe Atlantis is real, and it really was a society with tremendous knowledge that existed certainly at the time of the flood. Well, there have been for well over 2,000 years people who wanted then to restore lost Atlantis. And I was reading this book, and a fascinating, fascinating quotation from a man named Jim Garrison. Now, this is not the Jim Garrison we usually think of, who is the crusading district attorney from New Orleans. This is the man who headed the Gorbachev Foundation, worked very closely with Mikhail Gorbachev. And in an interview, he talked about America's origin and how really it was actually America was created to be the new Atlantis. Basically, the founding, or many of the founding fathers, really were dedicated to this idea of recreating this ancient utopian society. And even though that may sound absurd, it really isn't. It's as absolutely as it was. If you read The Secret Destiny of America, which we incidentally do carry, but not on our regular list, but we carry it in a special list of books for researchers. Why simply Manly P. Hall, who is a Satanist, who really is the man who established the foundation for most of the subversive organizations that plague our society today, Manly P. Hall, basically wrote about how for 3,000 years, why have there been secret societies working towards reestablishing this wonderful utopian society, and they had chosen the United States to lead the world into world democracy. And this is why, first, you go to school, you are taught we are a democracy, which we're not. You are taught all sorts of things, which aren't true. You are taught, of course, that the pilgrims, the Christians, created America, and they did. What you are never taught is that there were a small group of men who were here at the time of the writing of the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution who were really deeply involved with this occult movement to reconstitute lost Atlantis. And they, among themselves, they talk about this. America was to lead the way towards world democracy. And that's why today we do have our troops stationed in 130 nations, why we do have 800 to 900 military bases throughout the world, why we invaded Afghanistan under false pretenses. They staged 9/11 of those buildings were controlled demolitions. All you need to do is watch the Twin Towers come down on television. There are lots of places you can see them on the websites, or you can see them at my website. You can see Building 7 come down, and we have Cindy, the DVD put out by architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth. Watch the Twin Towers come down, and note that the tops of the buildings simply vaporized. The top 25 stories of the South Tower vaporized along with the cement there to create that great cloud of dust you see. How do you vaporize the tops of the buildings with a pancake collapse? You don't. There have to be explosives in the building. Building 7 was obviously a planned demolition. If you watch Building 7 come down, you'll see the center of the roof collapse in a V fashion, and the building on the top of the roof collapse into the building. That's when they take out the central support so the walls will fall in. Then they explode the base of the building, and it falls at the speed of gravity. And understand, ladies and gentlemen, this was a controlled demolition. They murdered those 3,000 people. People don't like to hear that. But, of course, you go into the background of the 9/11 Commission report. Tom Keene came to the CFR. Lee Hamilton, the co-chairman or vice-chairman of the 9/11 Commission, came from the Trilateral Commission and the CFR. Do you really think that was a coincidence? Of course not. They couldn't let the American people go. They killed three...
Beth Messiah's Passover celebration will be celebrated Friday evening, April the 6th at 6 p.m. at the Ramada Plaza, I-25 and 120th Avenue in North Glen, Colorado. Your Passover entree this year is your choice of delicious lamb or turkey. So make your Passover plans and invite your friends and family. There will be tables at 10 available, so just tell Sharon when you make your reservations. Adult tickets are $32, children 10 to 12, $15, and children 6 to 9, $13. Children under 5 are free. Call 1-800-205-6245 to make your Passover reservations now, or mail your check made payable to Beth Messiah Congregation to P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. Mark it, attention, Sharon. Remember, the deadline is March the 23rd, so make your reservations early, and we'll see you at Passover 2012. Custom Cabinet Shop is a locally owned and operated family business since 1980. So if you want fair and reasonable prices, personalized service, and excellence in workmanship for your refacing, repair, installation, millwork, or remodeling projects for your home and business, Custom Cabinet Shop can do the job for you. Call now for your free quote and on-site consultation, 303-340-1390. That's 303-340-1390. So Custom Cabinet Shop can attend to your every woodworking need. Cabinets to fit your taste, furniture to fill your space, and shelves to store more. Gun racks for what you pack. High-end, low-end, repair, reface, remodel, or replace. Mantles, ceilings, or trim, whatever you need. Don't overpay for in-house calls, design consultations, or repairs. Call for your free quote and a single on-site visit to get your project rolling now. That's Custom Cabinet Shop, 303-340-1390. Find us on Facebook.
That's by President Batista, and then released. President Batista was very late. But I said I was the authoritarian structure. Although later on he was democratically elected by the Cuban people, but that really didn't matter. I personally interviewed Ambassador Earl Smith, who was the American ambassador to Cuba, and he personally told me, and you can hear him on my video or watch him on my video, The World Revolution. He personally said he was ordered by the State Department to go to visit President Batista of Cuba and to tell him he would leave the country the next day. And, of course, that meant Fidel Castro would take over. Fidel Castro didn't win the revolution. We gave him Cuba, or he was then, instead of being benevolent like Batista, he went around and killed 15,000 people, some of whom he personally killed. He just took a pistol and blew their brains out. And that's the sort of man that David Rockefeller's daughters go to Cuba on a regular basis to visit. If you don't believe that, read David Rockefeller's memoirs, and Fidel comes up to visit David, and Fidel comes up to speak before the Council on Foreign Relations. I know that to be true, because when I went through the papers and records at the Council on Foreign Relations headquarters, the Harold Pratt House at 58 East 68th Street in New York City, and I went there several times in the 1980s, early 1980s, why suddenly there were the records of Fidel Castro coming up to speak before the Council on Foreign Relations, as well as many of the other dictators that we've installed throughout the world. And all this talk of democracy, that's just for the common people. What they want is dictatorships in countries throughout the world, and if people won't go along with it, leaders, they simply have them assassinated. And if you doubt that, we have the book written by John Perkins, who is part and parcel of the little hierarchy whose job is to go around the world installing dictators. And, of course, if they wouldn't go along with the agenda, then they send in the jackals, and that's his term, the jackals, either to create a revolution, depose them, or have to kill the dictators. He talked about several of the idealistic men who led countries when he was involved with this activity and how they were actually killed. And we carry his book. It's called Confessions of an Economic Hitman. We carry his book, second book, The Secret American Empire. And we have a four-tape set of my interviews with John Perkins, Confessions of an Economic Hitman, or Economic Hitman, anyway. We have the four-tape set. You need to get it. You need to understand this is not imaginary. It is true. The whole idea is that America is to lead the world into this one world dictatorship. And that's why, of course, everybody in America has a number. Their Indian government is certainly issuing numbers to all of their 1.2 billion people. Everybody in China, the 1.3 billion people there, has a number. And we brought the Chinese Communists to power. And we've always worked very closely with their leaders. That's why we've given them tremendous trade advantages. That's why we encourage our corporations to move to China. They don't have to pay any American corporate taxes when they move to China. Where if they stay here, they have to pay 35% tax. Of course they're going to move to China. And that's part of the plan, to build up the Chinese economy in preparation for that one great final war that's coming, you know, between the East and the West, to kill off the majority of the people, but those people who are left will be willing to go along with a wonderful dream, world democracy. And that was, of course, the theme of ancient Atlantis. That is the theme of the secret societies for the last 3,000 years, and that is what is behind what's going on today. Well, our number, 1-877-254-7524. 1-877-254-7524. If anybody's out there, please give me a call, because I'm not even sure we're hooked up. Sometimes we'll get disconnected and they can't reach me to tell me we're not hooked up. We missed the first break, so at 16 after the hour. So if you're out there in the listening audience, I'd love to hear from you at 1-877-254-7524. Just call in so I will know that we're actually connected with the American Freedom Network. And I'd hate to think that what we were doing was having a monologue and nobody was hearing it. So give us a call so I know that we're hooked up, and then we will certainly go on with this amazing, amazing story of how a small group of wealthy and powerful people working within secret societies throughout the world today are directing the course of civilization. Anyway, if you're out there, give us a call. Otherwise, we'll have to hang up, check with the station to make sure that we're actually connected.
Hey, Dr. Stan.
Certainly this is Dr. Stan. I'm going to actually call the station and find out why we haven't had a break at the reasonable time.
Dr. Stan.
Dr. Stan, of course, they're getting all sorts of phone calls, so you want to call us, our number is 1-877-254-7524. I didn't hear the commercials, didn't know there was a commercial break, so we're having a little electronic problem. So anyway, we do hope, of course, that you, if you do have a question or comment about the things we're talking about, I'd love to hear from you. Our number is 1-877-254-7524. Give us a call. We'd love to get your thoughts. Is it really possible that there is a small group of people who control both political parties? Hi, who do we have calling in?
This is Steve.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing good.
I guess we actually are on the air.
You're thinking outside of the box and seeing a bigger picture happening.
Right. Are you, well, certainly this whole idea of the reconstituting of lost Atlantis is the very foundation of everything going on today, and most people have never even heard this concept.
Well, I have a question for you, and I
Well, you go right ahead.
If you had any thoughts on it. As a longtime resident of Colorado, I've noticed that our skies have degraded since the 70s when I first arrived.
Oh, you mean the chemtrail spraying? Yeah, you've got your... They're spraying the chemtrails, and they're poisoning the air, and they're doing it intentionally. It's part of their program of poisoning our food and poisoning our water and poisoning the air we breathe.
I know. All the pieces fit together. I mean, I see the fluoride being added. I guess my understanding was the first time fluoride was used on people was in Nazi Germany on prisoners of war.
Well, yes, it was used in the occupied area. It wasn't used on the German people. It was used in the occupied area because it made people less aggressive. And it was also used in communist
right.
prison camps in the Gulag Archipelago. They know exactly what they're doing. But because they control the media, the average person has never heard this. If you have access to a computer, you can actually go to my website, simply type in your search engine of Radio Liberty, fluoride, water, fluoridation, and pull down the articles I wrote, and we actually give you the references and source material on how they used fluoride in the occupied areas during the Second World War. The Germans used it, and the Soviets used it.
Thank you. But can you elaborate more on what your thoughts are on the chemtrails and how they're actually done on such a massive scale?
All right. Well, I certainly will. And it's a very legitimate thing because most people cannot believe that there really are chemtrails. They're really spraying up there. Well, there's several things. First of all, you have to differentiate contrails, which are condensation trails from the jets, from chemtrails, but they've changed the formula of jet fuel, and we're getting percolates from the jet fuel, and that, in many ways, has changed the consistency of the contrails. So that is one problem. However, there is a second problem, and that is the actual chemical spraying, and it's done by CIA airplanes, for Evergreen Airline, which is a CIA airline operation. They actually put some of the chemicals up by jets, primarily by rockets, when they are doing their rocket launches. But basically, the expert on this is a woman named Rosalind Peterson, and we'll be having Rosalind on again. I was a little worried. I hadn't been able to reach her for some months, but... basically, she has done some of the fundamental work. They call it geoengineering. And basically, they actually are creating a haze in the sky. The whole idea is to create a dome over large segments of the country. So they will create a greenhouse effect. And the theoretical idea is this is going to prevent global warming. Actually, the greenhouse effect increases global warming. That is what the... a greenhouse does. The sun rays can get through the glass into the greenhouse, but they can't bounce back again, which is why a greenhouse is much hotter. And they're actually creating global warming with the geoengineering. Now, how do we know about it? Well, they've written about it extensively. We have an excellent DVD called What in the World Are They Spraying? And it's put up by Mike Murphy. And... then, of course, Rosalind Peterson, if you go to her website, you'll actually see the scientific papers where they actually admit that certainly over the East Coast they put up one of these domes and it actually was used to cloud the sky and the stratosphere to increase the greenhouse effect. I personally became convinced that this was... they were really spraying something, when on three separate occasions, when I was doing a lot of speaking, people from the military got up in the audience, and these were people without any connection with one another. Each one of them said that they'd asked their superior officer, what about this chemical spraying in the atmosphere? The superior officer said, I don't know, but I'll get the information, get back to you. Came back sometime later and said, well, yes, this is an official policy, but what they're doing is they're spraying a vaccine to protect you. Now, I don't believe that for a minute. I believe that that's a cover story. But the fact that they were willing to put out a cover story meant that something was really going on. But the thing that finally convinced me was one morning when we had very heavy spraying here in the area where I am, and the young man who worked for me actually came to my house with a paper bag full of branches from a tree that contained this gelatinous material which had fallen out of the sky that morning, and I was able to touch it and feel it, and basically he took pictures of the tree adjacent to his home. It just looked like a Christmas tree that somebody had put all the tinsel and white on it, and these were the bands of this gelatinous material. I know the other people who actually saw that, obviously they put out too much in the way of the aerial spray that morning. This is an aluminum substance, and of course they're raising the level of aluminum in the soil, which destroys our crops.
Shiny steel makes any pickup truck look good in the showroom. But a pickup's true metal is tested on the job. And that's where Ram is unbending. With available legendary Hemi V8 and Cummins diesel engines, and a 5-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty that beats Ford F-150 by 40,000 miles. Come test our metal and see what Ram light-duty and heavy-duty pickups are made of. Now at Ram Truck Month.
Stop by your local Ram dealer and get $7,200 in total values on Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab. See dealer for details and a copy of limited warranty. Values include combined cash allowances and $3,200 Bighorn package discount. Package values based on combined value of individual package items. Offer ends 2/29. Cummins is a registered trademark of Cummins, Inc. Ram and Hemi are registered trademarks of Chrysler Group, LLC.
1360 AM, The Lion is expanding their highly revered and successful health and wellness radio programming, and you may be the talk show host we're looking for. No previous on-air experience is required. We help train with production and airing of your own radio show. This rare opportunity is being offered to the right business who is willing to purchase our low-priced airtime to grow and promote their professional business on one of KHNC's longest-running and respected shows. KHNC has a proven track record of propelling health businesses into financial abundance and greater success through our established radio programming. If you are a dynamic health educator, have the gift of gab, are confident you can self-host, and you're a storefront business or service known for being ethical, professional, and caring, email your information and request an interview and pricing now at 1360am advertising@hotmail.com. This is your opportunity of a lifetime. That's 1360amadvertising@hotmail.com. 1360amadvertising@hotmail.com.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. We're having all sorts of trouble this morning because ordinarily, of course, I just follow the on the pattern that comes from the advertisements. And you hear the advertisements. I hear the advertisements. So I know when the breaks are coming. The only trouble is the advertisements cut off this morning, and every time I'm sitting at this break, I don't hear it. So you're going to have to give me a call, and so I know I'm on the air. My number is 1-877-254-7524. I assume I'm on the air, but I can't really be sure. So give us a call, 877-254-7524. And, for some reason, the ads aren't playing, so I don't know whether I'm actually talking to myself or whether I'm talking to you. So give us a call, 877-254-7524. That way we can carry on some sort of a conversation, and I'm sure that I'm actually hooked up with you. But we were talking about chemtrails, and we do have some connections. Four tape sets, actually. We have 2 4 tape sets on chemtrails. We carry the book, the DVD, What in the World Are They Spraying? We carry, two books by Jerry Smith. One of them is called Weather as a Weapon. The other is called Harp. And Harp is an important part of the weather modification programs that they have. But they are able to actually modify the weather. Our friend Bob Fletcher has come up with an excellent DVD on weather as a weapon or weather modification. And they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. But as I pointed out before the break, and I hope you had a chance to hear it, why, of course, I've actually touched this material and it was sprayed in our area. And I know several other people who actually saw it that morning, and some of them actually got specimens of it. And this was a morning with especially heavy spraying, and the CIA is involved, special units in the military involved, but remember, they're sworn to secrecy, and if you're in the military and you ever dare reveal anything you know, why, they'll send you to prison for the rest of your life, or worse. And I know the military let know very clearly that that sometimes they kill people who do not dare to put information out. And basically, we did interviews with a man who survived the attack on the USS Liberty back in 1967. And the survivors of that brutal attack coordinated between the Israeli government and President Johnson and Robert McNamara that killed over 30 of our men. And was intended to kill everybody on the Liberty. The men who survived were told, if you ever reveal what happened this morning, why, of course, you'll be sent to Leavenworth or worse. And they knew what or worse meant. It meant they'd be killed, and none of them would speak out for 20 years, which is the reason that most people will not speak out today. They don't want to go to prison, or they don't want to have themselves and their families killed. I'm not talking about something imaginary. If you'd like to hear those interviews, they're available in our 4-CD set on the USS Liberty, where the men will tell you how they lived in fear for 20 or 30 years, knowing full well that their own government would kill them if they ever revealed what happened that tragic morning when a USS Liberty, an American ship, was attacked in 1967. Well, who do we have on the line? Who's calling in?
Dr. Stan?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Orlando Gonzalez. I'm sorry I'm late. I have trouble with my connection here in New Mexico.
Well, I'm glad to have you with us. Certainly, have been looking forward to having you with us. So, Orlando, of course, as you can tell, comes from Cuba, but he's written a wonderful new essay about the New World Orders. You pick up the story. People, I'm sure, are tired of hearing me talking, but you go ahead.
Yeah, Dr. Stan, the thing is that we are in a very difficult situation with this apparently unavoidable war with Iran that we don't know for sure, but this is very grave. This is very, I don't know, threatening. We don't know what, you know, wars, we know how they start, but we don't know how they end. And right. This is very complicated because it's not just Iran. It's that we have Russia and we have China who are not part of this particular event that is artificially created, like all of them. And then things are not going good. The economy in this country, despite all the recent news, they cannot fool us. The economy is in a very bad shape. And most likely it's in very bad shape because they have planned this way. And I wrote a few months ago, I wrote an article that I titled Billionaires for Eugenics. And then it was about a meeting, a secret meeting that took place in Manhattan, and were attending Mayor Bloomberg, Oprah Winfrey, Ted Turner, David Rockefeller, who else, Bill Gates, and they were planning behind our backs how they can kill us. You know that the plan of the people who are behind the New World Order are essentially a depopulation and deindustrialization. So first, to kill 85% of the population in this planet, and second, to reduce the survivors to pre-industrial levels of consumption. Why? Because these people are convinced that the Earth is overpopulated and that we, that they call us useless eaters, we are consuming the resources that by law belong to them. They want to kill us. And you know, they are being systematically poisoning the environment, the air, the water, the food. They have been using different drugs, artificially created epidemics to kill people, but apparently these things are not too efficient. So if you remember this report from Iron Mountain on the possibility and of peace, they arrived to the conclusion that the best eugenics tool is war. And there is a possibility that all this thing with Iran, they are planning a nuclear war. And that will be an easy way to kill 85% of the population in this planet. Now, you may ask, well, but these people are, in this war, they're going to destroy Israel. Israel is their ally. Well, these people, they have no ally. These people, they don't care. They betray the, even though.
If drinking the purest natural artesian water is important to you, then thirst no longer. Fountain of Health, the nation's best natural pure water source located south of Brighton, is tested monthly and free from any surface water contamination. Fountain of Health provides refreshing natural artesian water from the lower Arapaho Aquifer. Bring your sterilized container or buy them at Fountain of Health, 13185 Brighton Road. That's 13185 Brighton Road, open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Check them out at www.fountainofhealth.cc.
The United States Constitution is a joke to politicians in Washington, D.C. Visit America527.org to help defend America from her enemies, foreign and domestic. We believe in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence. We believe in liberty. We believe that only patriots can keep liberty alive. Work with America527.org to save liberty in America. Visit America527.org today.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies?
Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Not part of Patagonia, but it's down in that general area. Yeah, these people are making preparations for themselves to survive. I'm firmly convinced this is why the American State Department and the FBI actively helped the Turkish spy ring send the plans for the nuclear weapons to Pakistan. Now, most people don't understand that everybody knows Pakistan has nuclear weapons. They don't know that they came. They were allowed to be transferred from the United States to Pakistan. And that is the Sybil Edmonds story. Anybody who has a computer, go to your search engine, type in Radio Liberty, Sybil Edmonds. You'll read the story that's known all throughout the world. Not known here in America because we have control of the media, but we actively, intentionally, maliciously transferred the information so that Pakistan could have nuclear weapons in preparation for the coming nuclear war. We've created the best enemy America could possibly purchase and finance, and we financed the Pakistan government. We've been financing him for years as they've been building nuclear weapons that one day, I fear, will be used against Israel and used against
Actually, I don't use the word we, because people say, oh, we are there. No, we are not there. They are there.
Okay,
and unfortunately, they are using our army for their purposes. But right. This is not new, Dr. Stan. In history books, according to history books, and even now Putin, he say, oh, the KGB, he congratulated the KGB for doing the good job of stealing the atomic secrets from the United States. That is not true. That is not true. If you believe that the Rosenbergs stole the atomic secrets and passed them to the Soviets, you are very naive. There is a book around, it's called the
Major Jordan's Diary.
Major Jordan's Diary. So the United States government, controlled by the CFR conspirators through the land lease program, passed the atomic secrets to the Russians because they need to create enemies. They created the Soviet Union, do you believe that this what's called Arab Spring is a bunch of young people using cell phones and the internet creating democratic revolutions? Of course not. This is the CIA conspiring. And the same happened with the Russian Revolution. They created this revolution. They sent two professional revolutionaries, Vladimir Lenin, who was living in Zurich. They sent him in a train with gold, and they sent later, soon after, Trotsky, who was living in New York. They sent him with money given by Wall Street bankers. They sent them there to start the revolution. And who were behind that? Colonel Edward Mandelhaus, who was a tool of these Wall Street conspirators, and they created the revolution. Why? Because Russia had discovered oil in the area of the Baku, in the Black Sea, and the Rockefellers don't like competition. Keep in mind that the person who say competition is a sin was not Lenin or Mao Zedong or Che Guevara, was a John D. Rockefeller. Because one of the main secrets that they that today's disinformers keep is that monopoly capitalism is not capitalism at all. It's socialism, either in the communist fashion or the fascist type, but it has nothing to do with capitalism. The defense of the transnational corporation that some people that call themselves conservatives are carrying this defense has nothing to do with the defense of capitalism. In fact, the monopoly capitalists, what they want to do is to destroy the real capitalism, that is the capitalism of small companies, the pop and mom capitalism. And they are against that. They don't want competition. And that is the thing. So these people are planning something very, dramatic. It seems that the usefulness of the state of Israel is no more. They don't need the state of Israel anymore, and they want to destroy the state of Israel the same that they destroyed Nazi Germany that they had created. Okay, so is history repeat itself over and over and over? And this is a very, very dangerous situation. And the worst part of it is that most Americans don't see it. I see that in this debate, probably with the exception of Ron Paul, what has the future of this country, the situation that we are facing? And then they are talking about contraceptives. So what is that? So they are talking about many irrelevant things that they have important, but we have more important things now, is the very survival of this country. That is what is at stake now, the very survival of this country, and people don't see it. So this is a charade. Elections, the coming election is a charade. Eventually, the next president, if we have an ex-president, will be the person that the conspirators at the Council on Foreign Relations and at the Bilderberg Group have designed for the United States, have tapped, like it has been happening over and over and over. And the ones who by mistake were elected by mistake without their approval, like Kennedy, he was killed, or Reagan, that they tried to kill him and then to put Bush in the White House. So it's a charade. It's all these things. It's a waste of time. All these Republican debate.
If you're spending hard-earned money on supplements, you need to know about BioSuperfood, because you're probably shortchanging yourself on nutrition and value. If you're buying products claiming to provide DNA protection from radiation, you're getting ripped off by inferior copycat products, because there's no other product developed or researched like BioSuperfood. BioSuperfood is one complete superfood product that addresses radiation poisoning, allergies, arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, and other degenerative diseases. BioSuperfood helps digestion, decreases pain and inflammation, increases flexibility, improves heart health and brain function, it boosts your immune system, and even inhibits the AIDS virus and cancerous cells. It's an antibacterial, antifungal, and anti-inflammatory. BioSuperfood is not another supplement. It's a whole food and contains over 5,000 nutrients. Call now and ask about your special discounts on your BioSuperfood purchase at 303-257-7576. That's 303-257-7576 or BioSuperfood at Hotmail.com.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
World Council. Are they really to intend to do that? With that will come the end of freedom as we know it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, these are difficult times, and I do hope that they can get the timing straightened out for this program so that we can will not suddenly be running through the ads and we'll know when the ads are coming. But anyway, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my program, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and we do hope if you're in a position to help us, you will. You will listen to our programs 5 hours a day, an hour here, and then 4 hours a day live, and then the rest of the time you can listen to our archives at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. You can watch our DVDs. We have another excellent section there. It's called Other Videos Around the Internet. And we take all the best YouTubes and other things that I have seen that I think are worthwhile watching, and we post them there. And you can get to our website at RadioLiberty.com. Of course, you can listen to our programs 3 hours a day on the Internet. You can listen 24 hours a day if you have a telephone with unlimited minutes by calling 1-760-LOWSS 1-1. That's 760-LOWSS 1-1, and you can listen to our programs 24 hours a day that way. You can certainly, if you have a KU-band satellite, from Rick's satellite, you get their address at my website, RadioLiberty.com. Why, Chris, you can listen at least 9 hours a day to Radio Liberty, and then you can listen to Joyce Riley and Chuck Christmeyer and certainly Pastor Butch Parr, who are there on the satellite with us. We have all sorts of means for you to get the information. You just need to get it, and then you need to help us get it out. You've got to reach other people. They may not want to hear, but you've got to tell them the economy is on the verge of collapse, that this is not happening by accident. We're going to see rampant inflation in the United States in the coming months and years, which is going to wipe out everything they have and invest, make their plans accordingly. And certainly it's so vitally important that people do understand what is going on today. And as more and more people wake up, and ladies and gentlemen, they are waking up, there's a tremendous groundswell of support for Congressman Ron Paul. It's conceivable he could win the Republican nomination. If not, if he runs as a third-party candidate, he certainly could win if we have legitimate elections. Unfortunately, the other side has their people planted with the voting system all across America. I'm not sure, though, they have enough people. Remember, there's only a small number on the other side. And then it's hard to get a lot of people who work in the voting offices to do dishonest things. Most people in America are honest. However, there's a small component, and usually they're planted at the highest level of voter registry or certainly counting the votes who are there, who can be purchased, or their support can be purchased. because the other side has been working for too long and has too much at stake. If the American people ever realize that the leaders of these groups we talk about, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderbergers, the CFR, the Royal Institute for International Affairs, Club of Rome, these are subversive organizations. The leaders of these organizations and the rest of the Brotherhood of Darkness are subversive. They should be arrested and tried. They are.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or